Warm sunshine and a light breeze make for a perfect August day as Justin Picklewood fires up his jet ski and idles away from shore. When he gets about 100 feet away, past the slow speed zone required by state law, he opens the throttle and throws the machine through a series of high-speed spins and turns. The 17-year-old owns more than a dozen jet skis, which he rents to tourists on the shores of Leech Lake. He rides for fun every day, sometimes spending up to 10 hours on the water.
The funnest time is when it's really wavy out, and then that's when nobody's out, and so you can have the whole lake to yourself, and you just get like just 5 feet of air, and so you go up in the air and you bring the nose down, and it cuts right through the waves, so you get splashes. Sometimes it knocks the wind out of you because you hit so hard, but it's worth it, definitely.
Patrick Holm also tries to ride every day. He says he just likes to get out on the lake and go fast.
And then I like to go full blast, have it, you know, pinned down, and then flip onto the hood, you know, and you go, you just rage out there for a while. And then I'll sit frontwards on the hood for a while, and then I'll go back and ride on the seat for a little bit, you know, do some 360s and try to get the nose underneath the water. And you know, it's a total blast out there.
Justin Piprud and Patrick Holmes say they have never had an accident, and they always keep a safe distance from boaters and swimmers. There have been 8 people killed in jet ski accidents since 1990. Hospital emergency rooms in resort areas say they aren't seeing a rash of jet ski injuries, but many doctors think they see only the more serious injuries, like concussions and broken bones, not the more common bruises and sprains. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer Jeff Granger says most minor accidents and near misses are never reported. He says the high speeds and the tricks riders like to do make the jet ski more dangerous than other watercraft, and Granger says speed and alcohol are factors in most accidents.
People have to use common sense. Boy, and you know, if you're not born with it, there's no pill to give it to you.
Jeff Granger says most complaints about jet skis are that they're too noisy or that riders are speeding too near docks and swimmers.
The jet skiers really do have to clean up their act a little bit. The problem is that it's become a high-speed babysitter. There was a 7-year-old boy running a jet ski on Lake Bemidji. Shouldn't have been on the thing. His parents were on shore, and he came towards shore and panicked, locked up on the throttle, rode up on shore, rode over a 2 or 3-year-old baby and over a pregnant woman.
Granger says, amazingly, there were no serious injuries in that accident. Others have not escaped so lightly.
These are pictures of an accident that happened earlier this year. It was a T-bone type of accident. The bow of the one boat hit right in the middle of the other one, and the man's leg was severed, and a terrible accident, but that does happen. Just fortunate that he wasn't killed.
Granger believes more restrictions will not make jet skis safer. He says that can only be achieved by better education and enforcement of laws now on the books. While DNR officials say the number of accidents involving jet skis is increasing, most accidents are investigated by county sheriffs. That means comprehensive accident statistics are difficult to track.
This is Dave. Yes, we do. It's a $150 day during the week and $50 delivery.
Dave Playa sells and rents personal watercraft at a Bemidji dealership. He says dealers do everything they can to educate riders about safety. All new personal watercraft come with a safety video. And like most dealers, Dave Playa explains all laws and safety rules before he sells or rents a jet ski.
There's a new law this year that's you cannot go within 100 feet of shore, within 100 feet of a dock or a raft that's secured out in the lake. And the biggest one, of course, is swimmers, and this is the one they'll really go after you for, is if you come within 100 feet of a swimmer.
Playa says most people operate personal watercraft within the law and follow common sense safety rules. He says a few bad apples are making the entire industry look bad. Playa says the popularity of jet skis is strong after 5 years of record sales, and the machines come with more gadgets and more power every year.
120 horsepower, those box stock out of the box will go 60 miles an hour, and that's awfully fast for any kind of a watercraft. But that's the American way, is bigger, better, faster. Everybody wants to have that. The thing is to make sure you can handle it as an operator. It's not something you hand you don't want us to hand a 120 horse unit to a 16-year-old kid that has never done it before. You want to make sure that everybody's trained properly on it.
There are now more than 23,000 registered personal watercraft in Minnesota. DNR Conservation Officer Jeff Granger says they are now a part of the recreation scene in Minnesota, and much like snowmobiles 20 years ago, operators must learn to be more responsible if they want to avoid a public backlash. I'm Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.